That was fun. Up to bronies.
Whoa. We are back.
That was loud. But we in here.
It didn't seem that loud.
Maybe it was just loud for me. I don't know. Welcome in to the tree fort. Thanks for being the gang. Big news, big exciting news coming to you here. Live from reporting live from the gutter, man.
I need to get more sound effects ready this season. That's something I definitely need to do. I had a laugh track ready if you were going to say something funny, but now I wish I had like I could have just done the sound bit right there.
Sure. But well, I'll set you up here. Today I was grinding on a coworker and I said, I was like, oh, you know, these pants, too bad I didn't wear my tearaway pants. And then I said, all pants are tearaway pants if you try hard enough. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate that.
And that's going to be the episode, actually. So,
all right, you've been a great audience. Have a great evening.
Yeah, we can just stroke our egos with sound effects. Yeah. Welcome back. But yeah, welcome back, everybody. Season 4. Isn't that crazy that next year this podcast is going to have to go to kindergarten?
I'd like to see the paternity test.
I never claimed anything about who the father was.
I said I'd help. I didn't say I would do the whole thing. But yes, welcome in. All jokes aside, season 4, very excited. Basically, we wanted to keep the tradition rolling where we have a little bit of a intro. We talk about some things that we're excited for the upcoming season. Also, a little stroll down memory lane about last season and also, you know, what we did in the off season, in the winter. Spring has sprung. It's like 70 degrees out today. So
yeah, it's nice out.
The World Baseball Olympics going on. The Olympics happened. Like
a lot happened. Actually, before we started recording, I was going to say something, but we'll do this as the latest late sports news brought to you by the Tree Fort Gang, because you're not going to be listening to this as it happens. But did you see the Ravens voided the Max Crosby trade?
No.
Yeah, apparently he didn't pass a physical. But that also kind of like messes up everyone that they like both teams have signed so far in free agency too. Because yeah. they did everything like with the idea that contract was moved.
Joe Burrow lets out a sigh of relief.
Yeah, did you see there was a video of Ja'Marr Chase? He was like live streaming playing video games. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, I'm mad as hell right now.
Yeah, that I heard that he went there and didn't really know who that was.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't realize.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh,
Especially because you're into the cards, I thought you would, you know, have such a... I thought you would have had every card, like every player by now, pretty much down.
Football, not so much. Baseball and Pokemon. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that does bring up a good story or a good segue into what we did this winter. So what did
you... I know what you did last winter.
What did you do this winter, Joe John? What was something that jumped out for you? Anything interesting happened to you?
Interesting happened
Yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Can you show me on the doll where you were punched,
Where something
where
interesting.
something interesting happened to you? Oh no, when you ask it like that, I mean it doesn't really sound like anything. I don't know. I don't think I really
Vacations? I mean,
travel.
you're traveling all the time.
Well, that was like in November. That was while we were still like doing the last couple episodes of the podcast. I really haven't gone too much of anywhere besides up to New York for literally like a day and a half to see my family. And then we did go out to Asheville, Western, shout out North Carolina, Western North Carolina for like Valentine's Day. Me and what's her name? Nicole Ridge is what her tree fort name is.
Nicole Ridge.
Yeah, Nicole Ridge. Or Nicole Woodridge.
Woodridge. Okay.
Yes.
That's a fancy name.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, but we went out to the mountains for a weekend and saw some stars and ate some decent food at this place. It
This local establishment called Cracker Barrel.
was pretty good. Not quite. I wish. We actually, I'm surprised we haven't gone to Cracker Barrel recently. It's come up in conversation.
Yeah. I don't know what you've been doing, but
I'm trying to be healthy.
you got to get to the barrel, let me tell you.
First tangent of season four.
Yep.
You know, you think we'd be a lot better at this by now,
Always
but
Cracker Barrel tangent. Yeah.
yeah, guys, well, we're happy to be here. Welcome back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have like a lot that I did that was very interesting. Did you do anything like super fun?
What did I do? I don't know if I did anything.
The most boring podcast hosts.
went to Pennsylvania. Listen.
Altoon.
Yeah, went
Get some
to
pizza.
what? I didn't get the pizza. Nobody likes that pizza, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
I've been buzzing lately with all the sports. The Olympics were the hockey. That's the only piece of it I watch.
Yeah, that's kind of the only thing that's really happened recently was
That
like
was
all the
huge.
sporting events.
Yeah, that
All
was
stuff I've
huge.
watched from home.
Super Bowl, didn't even watch it. Don't care about Seattle or the Patriots.
Wasn't bad. I think I dozed off twice watching it, but that's just because I'm a sleepy guy.
A sleepy guy. World Baseball Classic's going on. That's
Oh
pretty
yeah.
awesome.
That is going on.
Japan and Team USA. I mean, that's probably going to be the final again. So we'll see what happens there.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other teams that are pretty good, like the Dominican Republic, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'd be probably third.
Okay. Wow. Pat myself on the
Mexico's
back
not bad. The United States played Mexico yesterday. Yeah, from when we're recording this. But yeah, it's
there. Yeah, you're super
perfect.
late sports news brought to you by Tree Fort Gang.
So I think big things last season that we did, we saw a jump in participation, also in viewership. We
Well,
went up.
last year we saw video for the first time.
We did see video for the first time. What are we going to see for the first time this time? I don't know. Maybe
Hopefully more
some
sound effects.
sound effects would be nice. Definitely shirts.
Shirts, wow, merch.
Currently in the work for some merch, so you can get your
Merch.
TFG rep game going. Stickers, we're going to be just sticking them on everything. What else? Yeah, a banner.
If you tune into the sports, yeah, we I mean more of those, more card breaks
We did
and
a card break,
raffles and
yeah,
yeah,
that.
all the goodies. I mean, you've been doing that throughout the off season, you know,
That's
no
true.
days
Yeah.
off with that.
No days off. You can't. The game never sleeps. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something and it was going to
That's what
be.
happened to me a minute ago too. I was like, thank God for the power of editing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had that break that went pretty well. A big card, Tyler Warren, rookie auto, was
Ooh.
pulled. Yeah, so there's some fun stuff. Oh, cameos, that's what I was gonna say. So we did that cameo when we did the League of Their Own, where we got Marla Hooch to
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
was it?
Yeah, it was before I moved away.
Yeah, well, gonna start dipping into that a little bit more.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You know, just throw some money at some celebrities and try to get them on the podcast here. So,
I
yeah.
just I keep seeing a rippling like HR ad with Tim Robinson in it. You think we could get him for a Tree Fort Gang ad?
He's in a rippling HR ad.
Yeah, it's just a Tim Robinson bit. I just kind of scrolled past it because it was
Is
an
it
ad
the
on the
egg?
feed. No. Nobody's like, he's not onboarded yet. Just
Well, we should be able to watch a little porn at work.
that was, oh my God, where was that referenced recently? I feel like it was like on something else, but it was probably in my real life and I just can't remember it.
Did you watch The Chair Company?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
Apparently, it's great and it's classic him.
Damn, what am I doing? I
I don't
thought it seems a little different.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard good things.
That's good. I got a lot of shows I need to watch. I haven't watched any real shows besides, and we'll come back to both of these, but besides when we finished Stranger Things and then most and then Night of the Seven Kingdoms more recently.
Yeah, so I think the big thing rolling into this new season, there's been a lot of good shows. Night of the Seven Kingdoms was awesome. Fallout Season
Fantastic.
2, what?
I said fantastic. Emphasis.
Fantastic. Yes. Fallout Season 2 was great. Hot D, House of the Dragon, will be coming back for Season 3. So I'm excited to kind of talk through all of it. The first episode that we're going to have in the season 4 catalog is going to be a Game of Thrones universe trial by 7 draft. Got to be real sick, excited for it. So basically, we're going to
We'll
be
shorten the
drafting
name.
what?
So we'll shorten the name a little
Yeah.
bit.
We're basically going to be drafting that if we were to catch a charge in Westeros, who would we pick for our trial by 7?
Are we picking six? This is a question I had after I already like pitched this idea. Are we picking seven people to fight for us, or do we have six and we're
I like
getting in the
six.
mix?
I like
Okay.
six, and we're in there. So.
So we're just gonna okay, we'll just picture what we look like mentally in the or we can make some fan fiction of it.
Can make some AI picks.
Yeah, tell us like here's our team and here's me. Tell the story of how our trial by seven goes.
We came up with our sigil, so we can easily do that
That's
instead.
true. I mean, I forgot what our sigil was, but we did
This
do
was a
that.
spider because of web,
Yep.
spider webs.
Not related to my persona at
Yeah.
all for the
And I think I said mine was a hammer. So
podcast.
we could probably do a little bit better
I would just
this
have mine as like a micro penis.
time. We can't both have the same one, all right? Or we're from the Treefort gang, the House of Treefort.
Yeah, the new logo, that's kind of what his sigil ends up looking like in Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. It's just a different tree. His is what, an elm tree? They talk about it a lot.
The elm tree.
Great show. Oh, yeah, we're gonna do a draft for the night, Trial of Seven. I'm looking forward to that, because we're gonna do out of the entire, we can do pretty much the entire universe, but between Game of Thrones, the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms show, and House of the Dragon, and there's a lot of people to pick from. So we'll, no matter how many people we end up having on the episode, we're gonna have some very fun to visualize teams.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that big, like, a lot.
That one's the first episode. Second one that we're going to plan on doing is opening up my MLB fandom.
Yeah, so tell the audience a little bit more about that.
So played lacrosse in high school and college, and so I was like, oh, baseball's stupid. And so I just picked a team. And I was like, oh, the Twins, Minnesota Twins, because the Rochester Red Wings were the Twins farm team. So all the players that were in Rochester would be in Minnesota. And now Rochester is the Washington Nationals farm team. And all of those players that I saw as a kid are gone and retired. And don't really like any of the players on the team now. So I was like, you know what? We can reshuffle. It'd be a fun episode where basically examine it, what I'm looking for in a team. Because being a Bills fan,
Yeah, how are we going to narrow this down? Like, what's the criteria?
we're going to come up with some criteria, some
Okay.
credentials, and then some of these people, they might not make it.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah. It's going to be very intense. So excited for that one. Excited to see what comes out. But all teams are on the table. So Joey Barry's could be in for that. He is a huge Yankees fan.
Yeah, I'm not a big baseball guy, so I don't know if I'll be the best resource, but we can get some people.
We'll do that. Yeah. So that, and then just sticking with what works, the talk movie to me, we're going to throw some of those in there.
We're going to be active on social media and on YouTube, so tell us if there's anything specific that you want us to cover this season. We're thinking of doing some more conspiracies. We're thinking of doing more talk movies, maybe some theories on series, if there's any series that we are interested in watching. So, feel free to let us know if there's anything that you guys are interested in watching.
I liked we were talking about the Pokemon draft. I
Yeah,
liked
that's gonna be fun.
I liked that idea that that's something that as a kid we all played. And just in the card game these days, like Pokemon's huge. And so definitely dabbled into that and been selling them. And actually for this draft, so it's basically going to be just like the game. Like we are the trainer and we get six Pokemon and we draft who we get. So I think it's going to
Couple
be pretty.
years ago, I actually downloaded an emulator on my phone so I could play Pokemon like a year and a half ago. So I had played it like kind of recently.
That's sick.
Generation 3, of course. Ruby and Emerald, or Ruby, Sapphire and Emerald were the my favorite games. Game Boy Advanced SP, so they had the one that flips open and had the light button on it.
I had Pokemon Blue, the original,
Classic.
in a Game Boy Color. A lime green Game Boy Color. It's still upstairs. I guarantee it's up there.
Yeah, I got my first Game Boy right after the Game Boy Color when the Game Boy Advance came out, the one that was kind of looked like Kind of like what a PlayStation hand, the PlayStation handheld ended up looking like. Like that was just the way it was structured. Or like a Switch kind of. And then the Game Boy Advance SP was the one that flipped open, like a cell phone. And that one was dope. Me and my brother had a red and a blue one. And I got with the ruby, he got with Sapphire, and I got with Pokemon Ruby.
There you go. That's how it works out. Which that does tie, with that activity, the card activity. I guess one thing I did do, so there are these Pokemon cards that are, they're real paintings and they put Pokemon in it.
Okay.
So there is a Van Gogh Pikachu. If you want to Google that, I bought that.
It's a wow, a Van Gogh Pikachu card. Okay. You even know, like, could you even describe what it's showing?
It's
It's
the
just
Van
him
Gogh.
with a top hat.
Yeah, gray hat. Yeah.
Is this a certain Van Gogh painting that I'm not familiar with right now?
Yeah. It's
What's the
Van Gogh. Instead of Van Gogh, they put Pikachu in there. And there's
Oh,
one.
okay. I'm not used to the I wonder if I could show these pictures without us getting taken down, because I see a picture of him and then the picture with the hat. So I wasn't picturing the hat. That's why I was
But there's a couple of them apparently, and they're like crazy money.
Oh,
I got a PSA 10 of, so that's the best grade that you can get for the card. But that's the only one that's in English, and then all of the other ones, I don't know the Pokemon that are in the paintings, but there is the Scream, the painting, it's like kind of orange, and there's the guy that's doing it.
yeah.
There's that, but it's
They used to
Psyduck.
creep me out as a kid.
Yeah, it's Psyduck instead of the guy.
Oh,
And that one's 17 grand. So, but
Psyduck's green
it's in
card.
Japanese. Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, I see one here. It's like $8. What's this about?
Maybe it's not graded.
Yeah, it's definitely not graded.
No.
Oh, it's a sticker.
Oh, it's just a sticker.
Yeah, I don't know. I just ended up on eBay really quick, but that's funny. Oh, they have well, for 3,000 you could get that Psyduck, Eevee, or I don't even know what that other Pokemon is. Oh, and it's got Gengar and what's the other one in the background? Don't remember. They're both the spooky Pokemon.
Haunter, Ghastly.
Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
I have to find out now.
Yeah, so that happened. And that's the next natural progression. Getting into fancy art. I did get
Natural progression.
a Bob Ross baseball. So they make Topps baseball makes it's Bob Ross paintings with like Aaron Judge. It's like an Aaron Judge card with a background of a Bob Ross painting. And I got one of those boxes and got some sick heat. That's going to go up on the page. But then that got me thinking, how much would it be for a Bob Ross painting? I don't know if, did I ask you this already? Take a
No.
guess. So it's on eBay or
Let
maybe
me think.
eBay, but a Bob Ross, it's from season one, episode one, so the pilot of his show.
Okay.
And I guess he like autographed the back of it.
Okay. I'm gonna guess, but I'm gonna try not to do one of those. Because I know obviously it's going to be a lot. I'm going to try not to like ruin it by way over guessing, because that's one of my least favorite things that people do. I'm going to go 2 million.
9.9. So obviously that is the object of my desire now, and
That's crazy.
I've gone from a trading card collector to a fine art dealer.
Okay. I have one more in our long list of old sports updates by the time you're listening to this, but I'm genuinely shocked right now. Bam on the Heat has 62 points through three quarters.
Will he hit 100?
I doubt it, but if he can get to 70, that's crazy. Because as a Heat fan who has not watched at all this season, that's crazy. He's not an offensive guy like that. That's insane. But yeah, so congrats to him a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
And your old sports updates.
Love it. But yeah, I mean, anything else that we
Yeah,
need
la
to cover?
I was gonna say we didn't talk about Stranger Things. Obviously, that was kind of what we left off on. That was where all of our energy was to end last season. We're gonna have an episode on it. We have a lot of opinions that we're really let down with the finale, and I think retroactively, well, actually, no, we posted our last episode before the Christmas batch of episodes came out. So we didn't really react to that. Yeah, so that came out, the finale
Really
came out,
reaction. Yeah,
and it
I
kind of retroactively kind of like killed a lot of the energy that I had for the series and the season in particular. So we're gonna talk with Joey Barry's hopefully on that. That's gonna be one of our episodes coming up. Because he has a much different opinion. A much yeah, he found it a lot better than we did.
I'd
So
say we're all
we
covering the spectrum.
wanted to have a discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so. There's 2 points on a, there can be 2 points on a spectrum. But yeah, we're gonna have Joey Barry's on try to convince us that season five wasn't terrible. Did you ever see the SNL bits that came out with the three main guys besides Will? Oh, really? It was funny. Because they were making fun of the finale too. What is it, Mike, Dustin, and Caleb? Yeah, they put them at the end of like where they show 11 at the end, or like where they show her that she might be with the waterfalls. They're like, what the fuck are we doing here? And then they like show them at like a dinner or like a breakfast catching up with each other because they're in college now, and Mike's nose starts bleeding, and they're like, oh no, Mike, do you have powers? And he's like, no, this is cocaine. We were in our 20s in the 80s. Or what? Not yeah. It'd be the 80s. Yeah, that's a funny skit. But yeah, they don't have a whale. They didn't. So all three of them. Well, it was just Mike. I can't think of his real name, but he hosted SNL and he had Caleb and Dustin as their guest hosts. So I wonder if they don't fuck with Will in real life.
Maybe. I mean,
11's way too, or Millie Bobby Brown's way too famous for any of those people outside of that show at this point.
true. That's true.
There's another good show. I don't know if it's good, but it looks good with the guy that plays Hopper and Paul Rudd, called DTF on HBO that just came out. Yeah, I don't know if it's good, but I saw a clip of I can't think of his actual name, but the guy that plays Hopper doing like a Pilates like routine.
What is his name? Dan Harmon? Dave Harmon?
Maybe. Let's
Something.
see.
Harbor, David Harbor.
Yes, yep. I was like, yeah, I completely checked out Stranger Things since I even forgot his name.
You just burned that whole memory through.
Couple weeks, or when we were doing these last couple episodes, I was locked in. That's like, I didn't watch Game of Thrones as it came out, but it's not too far off. But we'll talk about that more. But yeah, no, we have some exciting stuff coming up. We apparently didn't do shit in the off season, so we could have just kept making these. But we're back. We're gonna try and do some really fun stuff and get some traction going here and get, we would love to have like a real community. So we're gonna try and, if you like our content, please again give us a like. Hit us up in the comments. Tell us, if there's specific things you want us to cover. Once we have enough fans to do mailbag episodes, we'd love to do something like that.
We did that
If
one
you've
last
listened,
season. It was pretty good.
I forgot that we did that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was like 4 years or 3 years of mailbag questions that we forgot to check, so.
Yeah, so hit us up, let us know. We'd love to get, some fans on the episode. We are, a fan powered podcast. So, if we have fans, we'll get you on here.
We'll be back.
And get this is the only probably one of the only podcasts where you can easily go from the comment section to being on the podcast and actually making your comments heard. So, hop on that. We want friends. Love making new friends in the fort.
Exactly. That was very touching.
Aw.
Yeah. Oh.
Where'd I touch you?
Show me on the doll.
Oh, no, not yet.
I mean, we could.
I know, I was gonna start playing it really softly in the
You
background.
did such a great job there wrapping up. So yeah, I mean, we'll end on that. So thank you for stopping in. We really appreciate it. Again, please like, subscribe, follow. Send us questions, send us whatever you want to send us. But for that being said, take care, and most importantly,
See you soon, guys. Love you. Bye.